The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Of the quarterbacks in the NFL this year, expected starters, of course, Jordan Love made the largest leap in the Athletics 2024 quarterback tiers. Jordan Love moved up 13 spots, rivaled only by Brock Purdy, who also moved up 13 spots. The list of guys who have moved up as quickly, whose trajectory has gone up that fast, guys, is small. It was like Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes from year to year, from one year to another, who kind of skyrocketed. Josh Allen is on that list. I know, Chu, you have been pretty adamant about sitting in the don't crown him yet camp.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like people are crowning Jordan Love too soon?
A little bit. I mean, he should move up based upon his last nine games. Yes, there should be a move. But did they move it to a ranking, Jen?
Okay, so that's the interesting part. Because, yes, it's nice that he went up 13 spots.
Yeah.
So he is amongst the Tier 2 quarterbacks.
Okay.
Which is described as a Tier 2 quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above Tier 3. He has a hole or two in his game.
And so just for comparison's sake, Gabe, I think this is important as well. Let's compare that description that you just threw out there. Again, mm-hmm. This is on The Athletic. They have tiered all of the projected starting quarterbacks in the league. Tier 1's distinction is a Tier 1 quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations, has no real holes in his game. So Chu, I will tell you right now that there are three okay. quarterbacks on the Tier 1 of The Athletic. Can you tell me who those three quarterbacks are?
Well, it's obviously Mahomes.
Yes.
I mean, based upon last year, I think you got to put Dak in there.
He is not on the Tier 1 of The Athletic's list.
Burrow?
Burrow is on the Tier 1, correct. You have one more to go.
I'm not putting Lamar.
Nope, Lamar's in Tier 2.
Yeah.
He's the top of two.
Probably Stafford.
No, nope.
Not Stafford.
Who would you absolutely not put here, but everyone else would?
Ayo.
Oh no.
Ayo. No. Oh no, has a nice ring to it. By the way, put it on a T-shirt.
I think when it comes to his game, it's the equivalent of Lamar's. Lamar's has a few holes. His legs make him very valuable, and so does Josh Allen's legs. I feel like Josh Allen's A.J. Dillon. We've been waiting for the last 3 years for him to take the next step, and he hasn't taken the next step.
That's...
What?
I mean, we are losing all credibility.
AJ Dillon's hanging on, barely being in the league,
like,
man.
Fingertips on the edge of the cliff type of thing, buddy.
Can we also discuss the fact that this is way wrong because the only Tier 1 player is Patrick Mahomes and everyone else is below him?
I could make an argument for that.
I would agree with that.
I sent you guys here a win probability of each quarterback and what they add to their team. Just take a look at that chart and see what Patrick Mahomes is. I texted to you guys and everyone
Whoa,
else.
Oh, that's incredible.
He's twice as good as the next highest.
I wonder if there's a way I can hold this up to the camera. Probably not, but like...
I could get it. I could probably get it on the stream.
Just like that's. I mean, can anybody see that?
Yeah.
I'm just holding it up.
But like, you know what?
I think, again, it's so distinctive. The red line up way up here.
Yeah.
Is so egregiously better than every other quarterback. I think you're making a great point, Joshy. I could argue that Patrick Mahomes should have been tier one all by himself,
yep.
based
you
on what he has done, based on his skill set, based on how he elevates the team, and then everybody else kind of falls in line after that. You know, Justin Herbert was a tier one quarterback last year who fell to tier two. So did Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Aaron Rodgers was a tier one quarterback last year who fell to tier two. So knowing that, and there are a lot, Chew. This was the other thing I didn't love about it. I didn't love how many tier two quarterbacks there were. And that Jordan Love was the last.
Well, so that's the thing.
Tier two
Jordan. So if Jordan Love jumped 13 spots, Chew, you hear that. What are you thinking Jordan Love jumped to?
I would say top five of the tier twos.
No, he is 14th overall and last in tier two. So he jumped 13 spots.
All right.
But it's like when you're having fun with numbers and like, oh,
yeah.
we're the fastest growing show in television. Well, yeah, nobody was watching 2 weeks ago. So now you can say, oh, yeah, we're up 100%.
Pickleball.
Yeah,
it's
right.
The fastest growing sport in the world.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. 5 years ago, I had no clue what pickleball was.
Yeah. And now they got 250,000 people watching. It's like, yeah, we're
paying $80 for a paddle.
Oh, year over year.
So let's get to the commentary on Jordan Love, who, as Gabe mentioned, is 14th. He is ranked 14th according to the Athletic's quarterback tiers, which was released, I believe it was yesterday. In 11 years of tiers, only Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, and Trevor Lawrence have made larger year-over-year gains than the 13-spot jump that Love made this offseason. Of the guys I think he can ascend to one, he's the guy that comes to mind, a defensive coordinator said. Like, so Chew, some of these guys are very glowing about Jordan Love, and yet some guys are not. One person, and these are scouts, is that right, Gabe? These are scouts.
Some are scouts. There's one quote in here from an assistant. Yeah, from an assistant GM.
One put him in the fourth tier.
Fourth tier?
One of these people, and they said over 50, more than 50 were interviewed, put Jordan Love in the four tier. So it seems that there are people who are
the Bears.
That's how you end up paying Daniel Jones $40 million.
Yeah.
People like that. Don't know what they're watching.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that list.
A head coach who placed him in Tier 3 said, squeaking into the playoffs at 9-8 out of a bad division, I'm going to have to see a little more from him personally before elevating him.
Which
that
is
from
fair.
A head coach who put him in Tier 3.
Yeah, but what are some of the Tier 2s that he's behind? I mean, should he clearly be ahead of half of them?
This is a great question by you. This is a fantastic question by you. So you already know Lamar Jackson is in Tier 2. I would be hard-pressed to put Jordan Love above Lamar Jackson at this point. You said Matthew Stafford when you were guessing Tier 1s. Matthew Stafford is also Tier 2. I would be hard-pressed to put Jordan above that. Gabe, after that?
Justin Herbert is tied with Matthew Stafford in Tier 2.
I would be hard-pressed to put Jordan Love above Matthew Stafford right now.
Justin Herbert.
Oh, Justin Herbert. Excuse me. Yes. Yes. I agree. Yes.
Yep.
I would still be hard-pressed.
Aaron Rodgers?
I think Rodgers is going to have a good year. I'm like, I
so you're putting him up, but so you would put him above Jordan Love?
In which offense?
I mean, the offense that he's in, and Jordan has the offense that he's in.
I would call that a push, probably.
Well, Rodgers is currently 7th on this list.
Yep.
Again, reminder, Jordan Love is 14th. C.J. Stroud is above Jordan Love.
I think C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love are kind of in the same category of, like, I need to see more.
I'd put them, like, right next to each other, and I would put C.J. Stroud just slightly ahead of Jordan going into the season because C.J. was more consistent throughout last year. But I think they're neck and neck, and if I had to put one ahead of the other, that's the reason I'd put CJ just slightly above Jordan.
Dak Prescott is next, Chew.
I mean, a regular season, I'm taking Dak all day long, but playoffs, I mean, Dak just doesn't win in the playoffs. It's like, well, I beat Josh Allen to death, but Herbert is kind of the same thing. Like, dude, what have you done? Yeah, you have all the tools, you're good, but you don't do anything.
And Prescott.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah. So here, Jared Goff, I think I could make a case based on what I have seen from Jared Goff, who, again, I think is a above average quarterback. But I think that Jordan Love's ceiling is higher.
Correct.
I think that we haven't seen enough. We have a broken record. I think Jordan Love should be above Jared Goff on this list.
Is this just going into this year? This isn't projecting 5 years from now.
No, right? this is going into this season.
This year.
Yes. This is 2024 quarterback tiers.
I mean, it's hard to say because Detroit has better weapons than Green Bay. Correct?
Correct.
But I agree with you, Jen. I would put him probably ahead of Goff.
Jalen Hurts is next on the list. And these are all tier two. So theoretically, they are trying to group all of these guys together. They have simply a ranking thing where this is the order they have put them in. But Jalen Hurts falls at 11. Jordan Love falls at 14.
Jalen Hurts was special 2 years ago. Kind of took a step back last year. I am okay with Jalen Hurts being ahead of Jordan Love.
I am as well. And I also think Jalen Hurts is going to be better this year.
Yes, I agree.
If for no other reason than the addition of Saquon Barkley to that offense. I think Saquon Barkley in that offense takes the pressure off of Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't need to do as much. So the offense can be just as dynamic, just as explosive, just as successful, in part because there's another weapon there, Gabe.
There was a really good article a couple of weeks ago on ESPN.com about the dysfunction of the Eagles a year ago. It seems that they are taking steps to eliminate some of the miscommunications, some of the dysfunction, and Kellen Moore is their new offensive coordinator, being the clear head of the offense. Mm-hmm. Sirianni's not going to be interfering like he was a year ago. I think we see more of the 2022 version of Hurts in 2024.
I agree.
I'm super high on him.
So we are okay with Jalen Hurts being above Jordan Love on this list. Brock Purdy is at 12, Chew.
No, I would put Jordan. I'd put him. Because Jordan, I think, could still do it. And obviously, Purdy's got better weapons, again. But Purdy, to me, is kind of, a game manager?
He's more than that, man.
You think he's...
Chew, they were down in the second half twice last year in the postseason.
You're paying him $60 million next year.
That's the going rate. That's what you have to pay him.
I think he's good when he has, amazing talent around him. I don't know how good he's going to be when he doesn't.
Chew, some of those throws he made against the Packers in the comeback... They're top-notch throws, man. Like, he's better than Jimmy G. He's better than anybody they've had than Kyle Shanahan. Since Kyle Shanahan's been there.
$60 million.
I think... $60 million or you start over at the position, you got to pay him $60
million. $60 million with them start their windows closing and they're losing players.
Yeah, well, I mean... So what, you're just going to roll the dice and hope you can find another cheap quarterback and keep all those other, aging weapons around him?
I don't know. This year will be very important for him to see how he does.
The last quarterback, Chew, that is above Jordan Love in these rankings from The Athletic, their quarterback tiers, is Kirk Cousins with the Falcons.
Ah, no, I'm taking Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, Cousins is nice. You know who Cousins is? He's like Goff, right? What term did you use, Jen? He's a above average quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's where I feel with Cousins. So Jordan probably got slighted by four spots. I think you can put him ahead of four of those guys. Where's Trevor Lawrence?
He fell to tier three, all the way from tier one, by the way.
No, he dropped one tier. He was a tier two guy.
Trevor Lawrence, it says here. Oh, dropped one tier. Got it. Sorry. I thought it meant he was a one tier, but he dropped one tier.
So two of the guys who got paid this offseason, Chew.
Yeah.
Tua and Trevor are the next two on the list, and they are tier threes, which is a legitimate starter but needs a heavier running game and or a defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best.
And also Deshaun Watson is a tier three quarterback. We talked obviously a year or so ago about how he had, that's generous, that's kind, about how he broke the bank with that contract. If you had to guess, Chew... And this is not even a fair thing, but if you had to guess who were the tier four quarterbacks for...
Yes!
Who's ever playing for the Raiders?
That's Gardner Minshew, that's correct.
Okay.
Nailed the first one.
I guess Bo Nix?
Bo Nix was not ranked.
Okay, how about Arizona Cardinals.
You know what's crazy? Let me just throw this out there. They ranked both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yes.
So it isn't even projected starters. Yeah. They ranked Russell Wilson as a tier 3 quarterback, and they ranked Justin Fields as a tier 4 quarterback. And to your point, Bo Nix is nowhere to be found.
There's only 30 quarterbacks on the list, too. So, Bo Nix isn't on this list.
Daniel Jones, tier 9?
Yeah. Tier 4. Actually, the top quarterback of tier 4, too, if you can believe that.
Is him. Patriots. Who's there? Brissett?
Well, yeah, Jacoby Brissett's
last on the list.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Who has a shoulder injury now, by the way?
I have one on here that I think will make Packers fans very happy, if you can kind of work through that riddle.
Oh, Minnesota?
That's right. Sam Darnold is ranked 29
Where do they have Caleb Williams?
He's not on the list. Okay. He is not ranked. Just because it's with rookies, it's hard. You can't really put the rookies on the list because you haven't seen him play in the NFL.
Which is interesting because Anthony Richardson, who obviously we know did play some last year but got injured pretty quickly in the season, he's on this list at tied for 26. Will Levis is on the list, tied for 26. Bryce Young is 28th on this list.
Where's Baker?
Tier 3.
That's fair.
19th. He's right behind Deshaun.
That's fair.
Along with Derek Carr, Geno Smith, and as mentioned, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, my goodness, the fall from grace. He is the last quarterback in the Tier 3, and we're not even certain. Am I correct? They have not yet announced their starter. There are rumblings, there are rumors, but they have not yet announced who is going to be under center.
They are going to do that at the end of, as Mike Tomlin put it, the work week. So at the end of this week, they are going to name who their starting quarterback is.
You think Russell Wilson wears eye black when he goes to the grocery store?
Oh, you saw the picture, did you?
We talked about it.
How don't you know you're a tool? I mean,
how don't you know you're a tool?
Yes.
I feel like that's part of the tool definition, isn't it? Like a lack of self-awareness?
If you're fine being a tool, then that's okay. But to sit there and do tool-y things and have no, like, eye black in the picture, really? Wow. What are you doing?
Maybe he came straight from the practice field, didn't want to wash it off, thought it's a waste of time. Let's just
see. We would always do something.
Why are you giving him the benefit of the doubt? What has he done to earn that?
I don't know. It's more fun than being a curmudgeon.
God, somebody after that came out last week, somebody tweeted out like the really awkward, because Subway was in the news because they're trying to change some stuff or whatever. And he had that super awkward like Subway like digital commercial because he had the Danger Witch. You ever see that one? Where he's like sitting there eating it.
Sounds like I was spared.
We always did stuff in the team pictures, you know, very subtle stuff. It was kind of like, you know, the book in the dentist office where you look for the pictures hidden in
the highlights. You're comparing
the highlights.
Your team picture magazines.
If you go back to the year we won the Super Bowl in the team picture, Brett and all the guys have their pinkies interlocked. You've never seen that?
Okay, so this is the 1997 team picture?
I believe. So we would do, and there was one year Aaron Taylor did something goofy where we couldn't stop laughing, and we can't believe that they didn't pick up on it.
Gabe is currently looking for that photograph to see if you are telling the truth. I'm inclined.
All right, so the 1997 picture, all the quarterbacks front row are just sitting there with their hands on their knees.
It's the year with McMahon. Is McMahon in the picture?
No, so it would have been 96. Okay.
Yes.
So it was the year of the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Okay.
And their pinkies are all interlocked, so they've got their hands on their knees, but
their
pinkies
confirmed
are extending.
Yeah. Can't confirm.
Can you pull that photograph up, and when we come back, Josh, you get it on the stream so everybody else can see the brilliance of the pinky interlock?
Looks like Favre, McMahon, and Jackie all have their fingers interlocked.
Yeah.
Bunch of weirdos.
Oh, we are weirdos.
The things you guys did to entertain yourselves during a football season. My goodness. Hey, Accutrans is a veteran-owned business that is dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you can use again and again. Are you going to the big game? Are you going to the airport? You got a group of folks that need to go to a homecoming dance? I know that season is right around the corner. I cannot recommend Accutrans enough. When I need to go down to Chicago, fly out of O'Hare, this is the team that I rely on to get me there safely and efficiently. If you visit their website, www.accutransgroup.com, you can get a quote right there. You can book your reservation right there. That's accutransgroup.com for reliable and safe transportation to all of your big events.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you're watching on the YouTube stream, Joshy was kind enough to pull up that picture of the 1996 Green Bay Packers team where you can see the quarterbacks.
Lower left.
Lower left. Hands touching. Pinkies crossing. Again, the guy's just trying to entertain themselves. So take a look at the YouTube stream of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. You can see that photograph. I had no idea. That's another little tidbit of trivia that Chewy has shared with us, some of my favorite elements of the show. Want to get back to Joshy's party from this weekend, because Joshy, I think this is something that a lot of people can relate to, okay? You had a party. Give me the parameters, give me the rules and the logistics of the party you had this weekend.
Yes, so party for myself and Pratik, a little birthday party, a little early celebration. Everyone, upon receipt of invite, was informed, please do not bring any drinks. We will be providing them for the party. Food was also provided. Some people did chip into things, just small things, whatever. But yesterday, as I was cleaning everything...
I mean, the invite I have here, Josh, says nothing about no drinks. It says drinks to follow. August 24th, 7 p.m., address, bunch of pictures of you and Teak... Drinks to follow. There's no, I'm just saying, to clarify, if people were referencing the invite that was sent out.
I was told that that was, and I was telling people that. What ended up happening was virtually half the party brought more than they ended up drinking themselves. So the roughly 120 different drinks we provided stayed the same, because basically it was take one, leave one with the booze that we have there. So now I have an entire cooler full of beer left and random seltzers and just a bunch of things. So basically, we didn't make a dent when it was all said and done, because people feel obligated, I think, a lot of times to bring things. When often, like, you can predict, especially our type of age group, what people are going to drink. I know Gabe shows up, he's going to drink High Lifes. I know about four of the other people. They show up, they're going to drink High Lifes. The other people, they drink various seltzers. So basically, we have to throw another party, and this time really hammer home, please do not bring anything, because we're not going to be able to drink this by ourselves.
Well, guess what's going to happen, especially if you really hammer don't bring anything.
They're going to bring stuff?
Yeah.
It's just, we got so much.
So does this go back to like Midwestern nice? Does this go back to when our moms taught us you never show up to someone's house empty-handed? Because I feel like that's what people are struggling with here. We have this situation shake out on a different level with the birthday parties for the kiddos. I got a 6-year-old, I got a 4-year-old. They're both in school, so that means birthday parties abound. And a lot of the parents on the invitation say, please, no gifts. And sure enough, every once in a while, somebody rolls up with a big old package, a big old bag with the tissue paper coming out and the ribbons on the handles. And you're going, they said no gifts. We didn't bring a gift. They brought a gift. Now we feel weird. Da, da, da. Well, next time we'll bring a gift or whatever it is. And so I don't know if people just feel like it is a suggestion that does not need to be followed when you say, please no booze. Please don't bring anything, please. Because I got girlfriends who throw parties as well, house parties, gatherings. And you say, what can I bring? And they say, please don't bring anything. And it still feels awkward crossing over the threshold of their home, not having something to hand them when they greet you. Am I right?
Well, like, here's what you got to do, Jen. Josh, next time you have this party,
here we go.
Instead of saying, please do not bring any drinks or food. If you want to bring something, bring Windex. Or bring some air fresheners, or bring a package of toilet paper or paper towel. right?
What is this, first day of school? What are we doing here?
So cleaning supplies.
So then you get rid of all your booze with the party, but you're stocked up for the wintertime with cleaning stuff and air fresheners and stuff like that. Because you know people are going to bring things, Josh.
Surprisingly, I don't hate the idea. I just don't know how many people would do that.
Next party, I'm showing up with a bottle of Windex.
409,
exactly.
Some 409
would be great.
You know what's really good? That Dawn like power spray. Uh-huh. That stuff's real
love
good.
That stuff. We've absolutely crushes. Clean the stove with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really good.
Had no idea it was going to be so good, so potent. So I think what I'm saying is, you should default to, even when every instinct in your body is telling you no, telling you to rebel, telling you to revolt, you should default to what the host has said. If you said, Joshy, please don't bring any booze, it's because you have already guesstimated and measured and purchased the booze that you think will suffice for the party.
But what if he runs out?
Well, then you run to 7-Eleven. Yeah.
Everybody's going to be intoxicated. You want to do that. Liquor. So you got to make sure he's got enough. So you got to bring a 12-pack.
Josh, another thing. Hey, just bring me a lottery ticket.
What?
If they got to bring something, bring a lottery ticket or bring a scratch-off.
Chewy's 100% right.
He's got some great ideas.
He's got some really good ideas because you can pretend to be like, oh, people are going to listen to me. They're not going to bring anything. No, people are going to bring stuff. That's the way the world works. You need to accept it. So if you tell them to bring other things, they're going to listen. They're going to bring those things because they want to bring something to your house.
If they bring lottery tickets, how much am I obligated to win in the case if it's a winner? Someone brings a $20 scratch off. I win $500.
You don't tell them.
What if I scratch it? So I can't scratch it in front of them. Got to hide it.
Keep it. That's your money. If it's a dollar, I'm not expecting, 20 cents. I'm not expecting you to give me 2 dimes of that.
And look, all of these suggestions by Chu, while outside the box, and I love that for us, they're problematic as well. Like, I got girlfriends who are very picky about the cleaning products they use in their home, whether it's the chemicals or whether it's the scents or so I don't even feel comfortable even imposing on them, like, hey, here's a bottle of Windex or hey, here's a bottle of cleaning.
Well, that's why they've got to be specific about what the brand they're asking for.
I still think that's weird. I think asking for cleaning products. I like the idea of showing up with like a canister of like the wipes, the Clorox wipes.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like that might be the go-to, man. I feel like everybody can use Clorox wipes.
Two pack of paper towel. Here you go.
That's not a bad idea either. I'm not putting in toilet paper. It feels very weird. Like, hey, I'm about to do something bad in your bathroom.
Well, here's why I said.
Chewy is the guy who shows up to a party with two bottles of wine. One's his, one's yours, because he's very specific about what he's drinking.
Sure.
Chewy shows up with a pack of toilet paper. I got questions about what's going on in my bathroom while he's there.
This is why I'm pushing the toilet paper, because someone in the household bought single ply, right? And you know where the single ply is? It's in Chewy's bathroom. So I've got like 13 rolls left to go. I was just thinking of regifting so I can go back to having 2-ply toilet paper.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. It makes a lot of sense.
True, you can't just show up with loose rolls of toilet paper to give them to people.
I would tape the thing up and make it look presentable.
Probably maybe sell it to some high school kids around homecoming who are doing a little redecorating of the neighborhood, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So again, I think my position on this is, as tough as it is, as much as you want to bring something and show up with something in hand to hand to the host of whoever is, throwing this little shindig, this little gala, I think if they say in the invitation or if it is word of mouth been passed around, don't bring anything, you should try your best to adhere to that because, and I got a lot of people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776, because, Joshy, you find yourself in the precarious situation now where you cannot store this booze. You do not have the spot to store this booze. You cannot keep it cold. We are looking at skunked beer here, and that to me is a greater sin than not showing up.
Oh, Josh, he's got too much booze. I feel so bad for him. Oh, what a poor baby. Think about that's the downfall of this. Like, the problem that Josh now currently finds himself in is he's got, I've got too much alcohol on hand. Oh, yeah. What a tragedy.
I do want to stress, I am not stressing the fact I have it. It is just an interesting, when I was doing the inventory, it was like, wait a second.
This, how did this replenish?
Right.
You're like, this is like the loaves and the fishes. Right. Was Jesus here?
There was a 12-pack of a specific type of tea, and like there was like one laying back, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's an unopened package, and I'm like, well, this doesn't make any sense. How could there be 13? There was only 12 when I started.
It's a miracle. Josh, I'm willing to take the fall and take the booze off your hands. I promise I won't let any go to waste. I'll even give you 50 bones, that from Charles in the 262. Brandon saying, I bet the blammer follows the don't bring anything to the party. That's an excellent point. I'm not sure we want to be entering blammer territory here on this thing.
So do you want to be like the blammer, or do you want to be like the rest of society?
I assume, just knowing you, Gabe, as well as I know you, you are a always bring something to someone's house guy.
Absolutely. I unfortunately could not attend Josh's birthday soiree, but last year I showed up with Josh's birthday soiree with a brisket. So,
that was great.
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to show up with something. But again, that's what happens. Even if you have small gatherings, like I had my two friends over, but their kids were out of town. They were with grandma all week and found out, hey, do you guys want to have like an adult dinner? Yeah. What did they do? They showed up with a bottle of wine, even though I had gotten some wine or whatever for that meal, showed up with a bottle of wine. I also got extra wine.
I also do think there should be a level of, and no one wants to do it, if you have more than half of what you brought remaining of like the alcohol, typically you can just take it home. A lot of people don't want to do that.
Look, bud.
but you can just have it. It's fine.
I'm not showing up and then taking what I can. Who am I? I'm the Costanzas? I'm taking the loaf of bread with me?
Yeah, but I think everyone accepts that. Like, would you be upset if someone brought 12 beers over, had four of them, and then went home with eight?
Yeah,
of course
not.
That's
kind of weird, though.
Yeah.
See, everyone thinks it's weird, but no one would have a problem with someone taking it.
Well, and here's another thing. I'm looking at the talk and text line. Again, lots of comments rolling in. People can relate to this. Jared in the 920 saying, just had a draft at a friend's house this weekend. He told us drinks and food were covered. Just give money as thanks for provisions. That, to me, feels uncomfortable. So I'm dropping you a 10 spot. I'm dropping you a 20 on my way out the door to thank you for, like, the exchange of money to me feels awkward.
I think at a certain level of friendship, because we do the same thing at our draft. One guy puts it on, spends money on it, then we're like, yeah, we don't want you to be covering for all of us. I think, though, like a party like the one I had, I would not feel comfortable asking
100%.
Yeah, everyone like
a,
for money.
If you're throwing a birthday party, if you're throwing a dinner party, you're not leaving a QR code. Hey, here's my Venmo. Right. Hit me up on your way out. Right? No, you've decided to host. You've decided to do this thing. That's part of the deal.
Even if you are told not to bring food or drinks to a party, do you still bring them? We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Yes, always. No, I listen are your two options. Ray really trying to put a bow on this thing for us. Ray from Mequon saying, you live in Wisconsin. There is no such thing as too much booze.
As I said, I just have to, I did rebuild some boxes that I have from moving still, because that's the only place for them. Because I don't know what else to do with all of it. I would have mountains of beer in the little third bedroom.
Hey, well, I told you before, Joshy, just when and where. I'm there for you, bud. Have a couple of beers on the porch this week. Yeah, let's do it.
He shows up with his little satchel. Yeah. Right?
I was going to say, would it be improper if someone's like, hey, we're having a few people over, like, you know, there's no real terms, and I just bring like a 30-pack and a 12-pack, because now it's your problem.
Look,
which also feels kind of rude.
If you show up at somebody's house, they're not going to say no to you gifting them alcohol. That's part of the exchange.
As expected, we have a number of people who are volunteering their services, Joshy, to take the beer off of your hands. Earn King saying, I will take any Miller High Life that you have. Will drive. Well, that's good to know. It's like a
please
Facebook
don't do those together.
I was about to say, please keep those separate.
Separate. And then Ian weighing in saying, I don't want your leftover hams or Milwaukee's best. Yes, take it with you when you go. 800-990-3776. Lots of reaction rolling in. Joshy had a party this weekend. He said, don't bring anything. People brought booze. He now has lots of extra booze. We know it is not the crisis that we are making it out to be, but it is a situation that he finds himself in.
It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where mentality comes in. I use mentality to have that energy to be able to attack my week, to attack my day, because couple of years ago, I was just kind of tired, groggy, just didn't feel like myself, didn't have that energy that I was talking about. Turns out my testosterone levels are low. And if you're feeling those same symptoms, your testosterone levels could be low too. Mentality comes in, and if your testosterone levels are low, they'll work with you to give you a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you to make sure that your levels are where they need to be and you have that energy to attack your day. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle, so learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at LowTUSA.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah, you want some sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN. I wish you
would step back from that ledge, my friend. Here at ESPN Milwaukee, we love to send you to great events. And right now is your chance to see Third Eye Blind coming up this Saturday night, August 31st at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel as part of their Amplified concert series. We've got 2 4-packs to give away, so callers number 6 and callers 8 to 800-990-3776. Get a 4-pack of tickets to see Third Eye Blind. 2 winners today, caller 6, caller 8, and 800-990-3776. Full contest rules available at ESPNWisconsinContests.com. Third Eye Blind, August 31st at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Call now.
Chew, we got a lot of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. The question we asked was, and this was inspired by Joshy's situation this weekend, if you have a gathering and you tell people, don't bring anything, don't bring food, don't bring drinks to our party, do you still bring them? And we think this might be some Midwestern nice type of thing where you were taught you cannot show up to someone's house without bringing something for the host, a bottle of wine, an appetizer, a dessert, something along those lines. Justin weighing in saying, if I go to a buddy's house and don't drink all my beer, then the next time I know I'll have beer there. Is that fair?
No, you leave beer there.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he's going to leave it so then next time he knows it'll be there.
No, that's not how that works either.
I agree. They should be able to drink the beer, right?
Yeah, like I'm not storing your beer in my fridge, man. That ain't how that works.
Just keep it for next time. Colin weighing in, too, saying it sounds like Joshy needs to invest in a second fridge. Maybe that's what we should do, is take up a collection, Chew, for a second fridge for Joshy.
Yeah. There's nothing like a fridge in the garage. That's the overflow fridge. Joshy, do you have a garage?
He is answering calls for people, calling for his Third Eye Blind tickets. But he does not. I can tell you, I've been to his house. He does not.
I live in a rental. You haven't been to my new house? Oh, yeah, you have. You have to move in.
I helped you move.
Yep, forgot about that. Yeah, it's a rental. Where am I going to put...
What just happened?
Where am I going to put a fridge?
And I have a fridge that I'm throwing away.
Yeah, but because moving a fridge and
it'd
having
be a third, it'd be a third. It's perfectly fine. Going once, going twice.
If I came home with a fridge, I would lose my head.
Can't you put it?
What am I going to do with a gun rack? Where we are at this point. I always run into that problem when I'm invited to a party, says Chef Ed. They assume that I will do the cooking. What?
No.
You
Chef Ed, you got to get better friends, bud.
No, exactly. You can't. No, you're not on the clock.
No. Like, if I ask you, like, hey, you know, would you help me with it? No, I'm not. No, if Chef Ed wants to cook for people outside of work, then he's going to throw the party.
I disagree with that. Like, we used the crap out of Dylan.
Yeah, but he's not a professional chef.
He can cook, but the only thing he doesn't do is clean up.
Well, that's fair. If you're doing the cooking, you're not doing the cleaning.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You don't think Chef Ed? Hey, Chef Ed, could you make something?
No, I think that's very tasteless.
I think so. It depends upon the type of relationship you have with Chef Ed, but just to assume that, oh yeah, my buddy's a chef, he's going to always make the food for us.
Well, even more close to home, Chew, you got Adam over there in your little family clan, and he's a professional chef. When he goes to a party, do you guys just assume he'll do all the cooking?
He's on my list.
He's been on your list for 3 years.
Yeah, he's on my list. He's on my list.
Does he ever get off the list?
Yeah, what does he got to do to get off the list?
Cook.
Good start.
Should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
Ron and the key responding the way I did. You haven't been to my house. I helped you move. Ouch.
Right?
Jared weighing in saying, I always take some drinks, even when told not to, because you can never have enough drinks. Worst situation is running out of booze mid-party. Fair or unfair?
Yeah. Nobody's going to say no if you show up, especially if it's a close pal of yours. So, like, if I'm going to Josh's house, I know he drinks High Life. So I'm bringing High Life. I'm going to drink some of it. If we don't drink it all, it's there. And guess what? Josh likes High Life. He's going to drink it.
Josh, a rebuttal?
Have you ever been to a party of mine where we didn't have enough booze?
Thank you. That's a really interesting point, Joshy. Like, you're actually not giving him the credit he deserves when you show up. It's like Chewy showing up with a bottle of wine because he knows that we're all a bunch of buffoons when it comes to wine and being like, they're not going to have good stuff. I got to bring my own. When you show up to Joshy's house, yes, you should know he's going to have enough liquor.
And it's going to be High Life's.
I'm just booze insurance, man. Just think about me as booze insurance, just in case somebody gets extra thirsty and we run out.
Can't you leave it in the car then or something? No, it'd be
well, here's the problem. Yeah. Here's the problem, right? I guess I got to throw him under the bus.
Uh-oh.
I have a brother-in-law that brings a skanky bottle of wine because he knows that he's going to drink real good wine when he comes to my house. So that skanky bottle gets regifted. So I have that dilemma where me and Angie keep a good bottle open in the pantry room or in the laundry room, and we go in there constantly to fill our glass. Why?
Hold on. You got a secret bottle of wine? Like, yeah, you guys are doing drugs in the laundry room?
Is this
a college party?
Oh, you mean, like, hold on, as though this is, like, a crazy revelation by the big guy.
Hold on. If you bring a $6 bottle of Cabernet, I'll give you a 14 in return. I'm not giving you a 30. That's not how it works.
It's the exchange rate?
Exactly. This is Chewy math again.
Is that fair?
Well, so the good news is I think that is fair. But Chewy, I mean, anybody who spends time around you, like I know there is a specific bottle of wine that I have brought to many dinner parties based off of your recommendation because I know you like it. So if I'm ever in the situation where I'm going to your house, I know exactly the bottle of wine I'm getting.
Perfect. And you will get the equivalent back.
Yeah, because I know.
If we decide to drink that wine.
Yeah.
But I can't get a $6 bottle of wine. I can't give you a 30.
I feel like nobody should be bringing a $6 bottle of wine to somebody's house.
Well,
like,
unless you're 23.
Yes.
Like if you're 23 and you're getting together with all your other 23, 24-year-old friends, yeah, bring the $6 bottle of wine.
I do feel like we should maybe make it 12.
Yeah.
If you can afford a $6 bottle of wine, you can afford a $12 bottle of wine.
I can get two bottles of the $6 wine.
Yeah.
Get a lot more traction on that.
Hey, this isn't Mums from Meet the Parents, all right? You can buy a whole lot of Mums. You have no idea what that is. Champagne? That was $6.
Or Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm. Two-buck Chuck.
Yeah. That was back in the day. Glory days. You've heard me talk about Professional Construction Inc. over the years. We have certainly enjoyed having them help us with our home projects. As you might know, we're not the most handy people. We can do a few things around the house, but when it comes to the big things, we only trust the folks over at PCI. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They build relationships and they build homes. Congrats to PCI for celebrating their 20th anniversary this summer. If you are in the market for a new home or a remodeling project, please talk to my friends over at PCI. You can learn more at their website. It's professionalconstructioninc.com and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy.
Flowy.
The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
The only way to handle jet lag is a Celsius energy drink. And it is college football season, and you know I will be relying on my Celsius all season long. Even found Celsius when I was in Ireland this past week. It keeps me going throughout the day, and it can do the same for you. You can find it at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Gabe and Chew, this is one of those days where if you've been watching the stream as the show has gone on, I have gotten prettier and prettier and prettier by the segment.
What do we got today?
Got a little promo shoot at Potawatomi for our betting show that starts next week. That's where we'll be. Great to be back, though, guys. I'm enjoying it.
Great to see you.
Yeah. All right. Back tomorrow, all right? I'm Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will, the Pouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee.